DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
The government has achieved a number of structural benchmarks in pursuit of fiscal prudence and a credible economic program. The most recent of these is the passage of a comprehensive set of fiscal rules in the House of Representatives. The rules are contained in the Public Bodies Management and Accountability Amendment Act 2014 and the Financial Administration and Audit Amendment Act, which came into effect March 31.
The enhanced fiscal rules will seek to bolster fiscal transparency, ensure a sustainable budgetary balance, and consolidate the gains of fiscal consolidation. The transparency and automaticity of fiscal adjustment will be enhanced by an explicit time-bound adjustment path to sustainability.
Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips speaking in the House of Representatives recently. The legislation puts quantitative limits on how much the government can spend, how much it can borrow, and the size of deficit it can run. It also requires the Finance Minister to explain deviations from the fiscal rule in a midterm budget review in Parliament and outline corrective steps to get back on track with the annual fiscal rule target.
The international community, the financial markets, the multilateral agencies are not convinced that we collectively have the fiscal discipline to prevent the future run-up of our debt. We need to prove them wrong. The passage of these enhancements in the legislature will at least demonstrate that we recognize that there's a problem and that we are committed to a solution.
The fiscal rules will essentially lock in the gains made by the government thus far while ensuring further economic development. But why is this so important? Financial analyst and member of the government's Economic Program Oversight Committee, Ralston Hyman, explains.
For 45 of our 51 years of independence, we have been running fiscal deficits. So there is no culture of fiscal discipline in Jamaica. Fiscal deficit is simply the government is spending more than it is pulling in from revenue and grants.
Yes.
So what the IMF wants us to do is have what we call a fiscal rule, which sets expenditure limits, revenue limits, deficit targets, and debt limits. They want us to bring the debt burden down to about 100% of GDP by 2015-2016 and to about 60% by 2025-2026. Now, it means that if the government collects revenues of 27% of GDP, which is about the average, it means that our expenditure must be 27% of GDP or below 27% of GDP, except in exceptional circumstances where there's a natural disaster. That enables us to bring fiscal discipline and it improves investor confidence. Because an investor wants to know that there's a certain amount of certitude that this massive debt burden that we have built up will not be built up again.
Ralston Hyman, financial analyst and Epoch member. The IMF identifies four types of fiscal rules that a country may enact. Debt rules set an explicit limit or target for public debt as a percentage of GDP. Budget balance rules restrict the variables that influence the debt ratio and are largely under the control of policymakers. These rules provide clear operational guidance and can help ensure debt sustainability. Expenditure rules set limits on total, primary or current spending, and revenue rules set maximum or minimum earnings and are aimed at boosting revenue collection and or preventing an excessive tax burden. The choice of fiscal rule depends primarily on the government, its goals, and the specific issues the rules need to address. For Jamaica, a mixture of all four rules will be used. Once the fiscal rules are in place, the government will consider legal options for strengthening the sanctions regime to enhance the credibility of the legislation. According to the IMF, these may include strengthening the oversight role of the parliament in reviewing ministerial actions on recommendation by the Attorney General and Auditor General. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips has already announced that these additional regulations will be tabled in the current fiscal year. Join us again next week as we continue to highlight the government's strategic priorities for the 2014-2015 fiscal year.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.